From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is calling on the international community to work urgently to ensure that nuclear weapons do not get into the hands of terrorists of others who want to do harm. We get more now from VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas.
President Obama says the summit resulted in important commitments by more than 50 nations to improve nuclear security. But with terror groups like Islamic State bent on obtaining nuclear materials, their work is far from done.
No terrorist group has yet succeeded in getting their hands on a nuclear device. Our work here will help ensure that we're doing everything possible to prevent that.
27 nations and Interpol agreed to take action to prevent so-called insider threats, or threats by personnel with access to nuclear and radiological materials. North Korea's nuclear and long-range missile tests were a key focus of the talks. Obama and the leaders of Japan and South Korea called for strict enforcement of tough new UN sanctions. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
And speaking of North Korea, they've begun jamming GPS signals in South Korea, affecting some communications and navigation systems. Government officials in Seoul said North Korea should immediately cease jamming activity. Seoul says it has not hampered ongoing U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises, which have been denounced by Pyongyang. An attack by an unmanned U.S. aircraft in Somalia has killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group. Hassan al-Adour had led a team of Al-Shabaab's assassins. He was named by the Somali government last year on a most-wanted list of 12 Al-Shabaab members involved in terror attacks. This is VOA News.